This is special effects makeup artist Shane Zander, and you're listening to The Movie Raid Show.
Time for The Movie Raid. Tonight's victim is special makeup effects artist Shane Zander, that has done many, many films such as Freddy vs. Jason, Suicide Squad, all the Resident Evil films, It Remake, and months others. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fantastic, man. So what have we been up to lately?
Absolutely nothing lately.
You did mention that you had an actual project that was in the make before then. Can you describe a little bit about this, and is it going to be back on its feet, or at least might be in consideration once this pandemic comes resolved at some point?
They already did a season one. It's called C-S-E-E, Jason Momoa. It's on Amazon. They're doing a season two, and they're doing a season three, I think, back to back, because Jason Momoa goes off to do Aquaman 2. So they were rushing to try and get it done, and they closed it down. So, yeah, I assume that everything is going to be back to normal in a couple of months. That's what I understand, I hope.
You still actually get any kind of residuals or something from the works that you've done with all the films that you've been involved in, or there's that just depending on what company that you were affiliated with at the time?
Depends on what company I'm at the time. You don't get residuals unless you're an actual puppeteer actor kind of deal. I don't puppeteer. I have, but I don't get residuals, no. So I just work from the show, and then I get paid for the time I'm there, and that's pretty much it.
Now, have you ever thought about actually doing anything with your creative skills with the makeup or even props or anything like that? Have you ever decided to do just something on the side or anything else in particular?
Yeah, I've done a few times. I've been approached, and I've done a few, like, courses, small courses. Not online, but a studio or something will do some one-on-one teaching and stuff. Or not one-on-one, but small groups, certain little classes, making severed heads or sculpting classes, that kind of thing. I guess I could do online, but I don't really have the time. I got a lot of work to do around the house.
Even though you're going to be out of work for a while, how do you continue to show others that you can still continue whatever it is that you are most skilled in? Do you ever think about doing that, or maybe even helping others for whatever it is that...
Yeah, I don't really reach out to people. A lot of people reach out to me through my Instagram or asking questions, and I, you know, give them the answers. A lot of them send me pictures on makeups, so they'll do some examples, and I'll critique them and stuff like that. People just asking for help, so that's pretty much what I've done. When I do work, it is like nonstop. I'm never home. This much time off is kind of nice, but, you know, of course, it's not nice you're getting a paycheck, but it's also a nice little break, so.
What if more independent companies started to asking you, or even other young filmgoers, what if they want to try to hire for something, even something small? Would you still accept it, or do you think that's just too much at this point?
I've had people ask me to do a few things. Of course I would help, or a lot of people sometimes want to borrow a prop. If they're making them leak, can I borrow a dead body, or can I borrow a skeleton, or, you know, a body part? You know, if they're local, I guess. If they want help, I have no problem helping anyone with critiquing makeup or helping them with makeups. I'm here to help people. I don't mind at all.
Do you think that art can actually contradict art when applying your end vision to someone else's vision?
Everyone has their own style, right? But if you're working on a show, your vision is what director's vision is. You have to go from what the boss says. Getting paid to create something, you can always add your own touch to it. You know, if it's a main character, though, you got to kind of stick with it. If you're coming to do zombies or something, you can have free reign, pretty much do whatever the hell you want. If, you know, blood and guts or whatever. As an artist, you can always want to put your own bit of something into it, but that can only go so far depending on what the character is. If a character has a certain look, you have to have that look. People are going to know. The director's going to know. Production is going to know. Fans are going to know. But that's also part of the process of creating a character. You can actually use your creativity to help with the creation of a character, and then you kind of contributed to that look of that certain character, for sure. Unfortunately, when you make it to the big league, you gotta kind of go with what they say. You know, you got a lot of producers and big-time directors. They say go, so you gotta kind of listen to them. But, you know, if you tweak it and they don't like it, they're gonna be shit.
How to almost compromise, because you're putting your art with the director's art, and that's really good. You're complying to something that isn't just a job, but you're adding something of your work, of what you want to add to this character to make it come to life as that person envisioned it to be.
For sure, yeah. You get directors that are very hands-on and will be in the trailer with you, kind of showing you, like, I want this, or you don't have directors at all coming to you, and you just kind of present it on set, and they'll be like, can we add this? Can we take this away? This kind of thing. So, especially when you're doing the makeup for the first time on a character, you're kind of a main character, not so much a background character, but a main character. You're going to approach the director always first to see if that's what they envision, and then you take it from there. A lot of times you'll go back and tweak it. A lot of times you go back and start from scratch again because they don't like it at all. But sometimes they just love it. So, you know, you never know. It all depends on the director, too.
What if a director isn't exactly completely directive to you, how would you perceive that to add to the character that you've been assigned to? Would you still add your own vision to it, or would you still just keep asking questions to the director until that vision is actually right with that director specifically, in terms of even having an actual relationship with them, whether they are a dick or not?
With the director, yeah, it's just a difficult situation because you always want to add your own element, but again, you're going from what they want. Yeah, you can always try and add your vision depending on the budget. If you're on a major blockbuster, you're there to do a job, so they're going to want 110%. Tweak it if you can, add your own little spice to it if you want, but in the end, not always up to you to decide that.
And do you think that oftentimes with projects, like sometimes they just want skill over experience at times and vice versa, or even though experience and skill is clearly important, but when time is a factor, budget is a factor, but where does the quality fit in as well? Do you think sometimes they just want skill over experience?
They do want skill. Nowadays, everything is about time. So unfortunately, you have a certain amount of time to get stuff done because time is money. Just if something's waiting for you on set, if there's a makeup that's not ready and everyone's waiting, that's money. That's people are going to be pissed off. The directors, producers are going to be pissed off at you. Fortunately, it's time. You have to be able to do your job well, fast, and on time. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for skills, not so much experience. I know people that have been in this for just a few years and they're mega talented. You know what I mean? You don't have to have the experience. You don't have to have the 20-something years. Kids nowadays, just, you know, young kids are just totally talented, just amazing artists. But they have to get the skill set up to par where you can pound out a makeup in 2 hours or an hour, where a lot of them can't do that. They're really good, but they've taken 4 hours to do a makeup. That's a beautiful makeup, but it's taken you 4 hours. You have to cut that in half and do the exact same makeup. That's where the issue is usually on a show. It's all about the time.
When it comes to being specifically in special makeup, especially just in that area, what if companies are not always wanting that, but they want some of it, but they want you almost to act like a grip a lot of times, but still go back to your profession? How do you react and feel that some of your art is not really being taken consideration? Or do you think art is, to an extent, not an important element at this point? They just want to get things rolling with the project.
They have, for my previous year, everything is designed already. So you pretty much going in from what they designed, you putting that on three-dimensional face. You put adding that to an actor. As long as it's the vision that they're imagining, if you're creating it, that's what they want. That's what they need. And they want it fast, and they want it cheap. Unfortunately, that's the way of the world now. You don't have, back in the day with Rick Baker, and he had weeks and months and years to create all this beautiful work. And that's why he left the industry. They wanted it fast and cheap. And that's the way it is nowadays.
And having to do other jobs that doesn't involve specifically special makeup, but you're doing props, you're doing other mechanical stuff that unfortunately, maybe you might not be entirely experienced in, but you still have to get that rigged up and all this stuff as well. But how do you feel when you're just doing these particular jobs and you're not even really hired on to be special makeup at all, even though that you were signed up for it, but you're not really signed up for it?
Yeah, well, a lot of the time when we do makeup on a show, yeah, we're called to do makeup, but we're also called to do mechanics, blood work, like blood tubing, heads being decapitated, lots of body parts. So a lot of time we're not even doing special effects makeup. A lot of the stuff is made in the shop, say a dead body, we bring it to set. We lay it down where they want it. We dress it with blood or whatever, depending on what it is. Body parts, we just lay them out. Charred bodies, if it's a plane crash, we lay them out. We're not even doing makeup that day. It's considered special effects makeup, but we're not doing makeup that day. It's the same kind of thing, but we're just doing different things. And a lot of it's puppeteering, putting, you know, suits on actors, a lot of pullover masks for background. There's no makeup there. You're just pulling over a mask, something that's totally different. So it's not always about special effects makeup. The blood work, directors love that. They love when you can explode a head and have blood flying everywhere, depending on the weather and everything. Sometimes the blood freezes, it doesn't work. It's all hit and miss, but it's a variety of different jobs you got to do.
And it's understandable that when it comes to the special makeup, there can be some misconception with there too, because you're doing both. You're doing props, you're doing all this other stuff too, which is great. I mean, that's fantastic. But some people want to just do characterization type of makeup and special effects of makeup, the eyes, expressions, and so forth to make it really pop. But when they're actually assigned to do other things like making heads explode and stuff like that and blood, they might not entirely agree with that. But that's where the experience or a skill kind of verse thing, it's almost like an up and down type of deal. It's not always about special makeup. Of course, I totally agree. And it's not always about props. It's sometimes you got to do both. well. Sometimes you got to do multiple things after that.
Right. Yeah, for sure. But it depends. If you're on a show or something, we're in the shop too. We build the stuff in the shop. We make the stuff in the shop. So we know how it works as well. So a lot of times you'll have people that come on that can't do that or don't want to, you know, blood tubing, for example, and all that stuff. No, you just can't have any person that can do makeup come on and do that. You know, you have to know tanks and pressure and everything else. So a lot of people can't do that. They're usually warned beforehand that, listen, there's blood today, so they won't take that job. But if we're on a show from beginning to end, yeah, you know, we'll have to either, if we're too busy doing, say, a main character with makeup, we'll bring someone in that can do the blood work or to drag around these dead bodies or etc. We have to let the people know, artists know that, yeah, this is required. You just can't come in thinking you're going to do makeup every day. There's going to be days where there's going to be no makeup. There's going to be days where you're going to have to lay down a dead body and stare at it for 8 hours. It's going to be so boring, but you're getting paid nothing extravagant. You're just babysitting a dead body. So it's all aspects. You got to get your hands dirty doing blood and guts once in a while, too. But then again, we also have people that just specialize in doing dead bodies and everything else. So if you want to come in and do special effects makeup, will be it. But if you want to really prove yourself, come in and lug around some dead bodies and lay out some body parts and get covered in blood and guts and everything else and just do it all.
Now, do you think it's best to actually lead by example or be an example or actually give example in this line of profession of the industry?
Lead by example. You do it, get in there somewhere. You got to get in there, get your hands dirty. I still lug around bodies. I still all this stuff. You know, it's fun. It's no big deal. And the next day you go back and do a hero makeup, you know, or the same day. You do a hero makeup, you run to set, you lay down some gut, you know, you wipe yourself up and you go check on your actor. Just try and do everything. Expand, because you never know. You may be really good at something else, you know, that you haven't tried yet. So besides the makeup is hard to do. The bodies and the blood and the guts and everything else, that's, you know, you lay that down. Yeah, if you screw up a dead body lying there, oh my God, it's just a dead body. You know, and the director wants it moved 3 feet over, move it 3 feet over. It's done. It's not like an extravagant makeup. They're going to be nitpicking it and filming it and you're touching it up and all day just, you know, following around, makeup around. It's hectic and everything else, but it's fun. Everything that you do as special effects makeup can be fun. It's just not always about makeup. It's about everything else.
Well, go ahead and plug in any websites, any links, or anything that we can check out right now.
Oh, man, that one will get me off guard. I don't know. I got my Instagram and my Facebook, but I got Instagram. OOZFX is my Instagram. Oh, my IMDb, too. Check out my IMDb.
There you have it, everybody. That is special makeup effects artist Shane Zander.